$25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from ACS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat cool stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
People of Earth, it's time for another installment of Adam's Monthly Nut. This month, we got things that will take care of your body, soul, and scrotum. Like a sample pack of Tame the Beast Nut Butter, a blend with Tuck Everlasting anti-aging and anti-chafing ingredients that will keep your sack high and tight. We've also got the great Dano's Seasoning, who will make each and every kind of meat taste even better, whether it's beef, pork, or your fellow man. Dano's is low sodium and no sugar, so even Vinny will approve. We've also got Nude Mints to not only freshen your breath, but your gut biome too. These incredible products and a bottle of your choice can be found at CorollaDrinks.com for only $25. So prep your mailbox. A new month of Adam's Monthly Nut has arrived.
Today we will revisit how the SoFi administrator's warnings to us all have aged. Ridiculous. Talk a little bit about misinformation and what's going down in California. Take a couple calls right after this.
This is about something that lights your fire when nothing else will.
This is the Mark Divine Show. This show, we're going to discover and dive in and discuss what makes the world's most inspirational, compassionate, and resilient leaders so courageous.
Transform the nature and functioning of our own brain for the better.
Go put your virtues in action. Be the best version of yourself.
Life is a practice. Day by day, get wiser and stronger and grow.
How do you understand enough about your own mind and psychology and emotions, and how do you develop a reflective awareness practice to actually get in the driver's seat of your own mind?
We go in-depth with people from all walks of life. Martial arts grandmasters, meditative monks, CEOs, military leaders, stoic philosophers, proud survivors, and more. Every episode turns our guest experience into actionable insights that you can learn from to lead a life filled with compassion and courage.
I started putting all these little tools in my pocket, started to reflect a lot and meditate.
There has to be a balance between movement and rest.
It all starts with us. We cultivate these qualities in ourselves to become a beacon of light for others in the world. Please join us on the journey. The Mark Divine Show. Hoo-yah.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on, gotta get on. We're gonna give it on. Dr. Drew's board for fertilizer settlement. What's going on over there, Drewski?
Hey, guess what? There's a new bill in California that will make it illegal for doctors to participate in any misinformation.
Mm.
So I guess there's going to be misinformation czar in California.
What?
Dr. Bruce sent me this thing. California misinformation legislation for COVID and CDC.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of misinformation being spread by the people who run all the major outlets for information.
I know.
That's where all the misinformation is spread. I mean, what – here's – let's talk about that, Drew.
Yeah.
Because this is a big problem.
Yeah.
Dr. Alex Berenson and Dr. Jay Bhattacharya and whoever and that, all those people.
Yeah.
With the Stanford
McCullough,
degrees.
Malone, yeah.
And the Harvard
editors,
degrees.
Editors of multiple journals and research centers.
Okay. That's not Alex Jones.
I know.
These are really qualified people who would like to have a vigorous debate.
Yes.
Which is how medicine works.
Always.
How do they slide into the misinformation? I mean,
their voices need to be silenced and rendered illegal.
It's not their fault. It's not Newsom's fault. It's not Barbara Ferrer's fault. It's all the common people that are so weak
mentally. They're just so fucking weak. You know what I mean? Like, use your fucking head. Who is this guy? Have you seen him? What do you think he wants? You read the credentials. This is his life's work. He has to go to work at Stanford every day. He's been doing it for 39 years. What do you think he's doing here? He has thoughts. Check his batting average. Don't go along with this, you fucking idiots. They can't do anything that we don't go along with ever. That's what I've learned.
Well,
if Black Lives Matter wants to fucking rally and light shit on fire, then they can, and we'll stand back and watch. If everyone said tomorrow there will be no more paying of parking tickets, no more. Unilateral. No one's going to do it. What do you think they could do?
Right.
The answer would be there would be no more parking tickets given. If we said no more paying of parking tickets starting January 1st, by January 25th, they'd stop issuing parking tickets. Do you understand that?
Yes.
They can't do. They wanted more masking and whatever. And at some point, we just said no. And so they went, oh, so we're not doing it. They pretend like, all right, we don't need it. But really, they don't want to be embarrassed and defied. Jesus Christ. We can do whatever we want. No going to the beach. Everyone go to the beach. We're shutting down outdoor dining. Good. All restaurants. Open outdoor dining. Everyone go out and eat on the patio.
But they had a clear policy of terror. That was actually a policy. The idea was to terrorize people till they can get to a vaccine. I didn't know that, but I've now been persuaded that that's what they were doing. And they felt that anything got in the way of finding a way to terrorize people to the point that they caved was very dangerous and had to be completely squashed. Unfortunately, it feels like they've continued to maintain these policies. You know, they've gone further with it, and it's hard to understand why. You know, why you would insist upon. I mean, particularly in the face of it not having been a good policy, it being problematic, causing lots of problems, and you stay with the fear, you stay with the panic. I don't get it. I guess it's part of that in-group, out-group thing.
They want power.
Well, I guess that's the only way of conceptualizing what happened. It looks premeditated. Like when you look at it, like, God, they must have wanted this because it felt like they liked it,
right?
Didn't it? But it's hard for me to believe.
There's no other description other than they wanted power. I mean, look, they would let it slip every once in a while, you know, when that giant douchetard who ran SoFi Stadium was up there going, don't just order one thing of popcorn and nurse it for 2 hours. We're watching. What?
We see you.
How else can we construe what that big douchetard was talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. That was the listen.
Is that guy? Where is he today? What happened at the Super Bowl? You big fuckwad! Fuck you! Ugh, let's watch this fucking Winchester blowhard douchebag one more time. Russ Simons. Thanks, Russ. Keep getting paid to do nothing, Russ. Russ, what's it like having a job where you get paid to do nothing? You're essentially a high price. Well, I was going to say crossing guard, but crossing guards do something. You're a guy who like sits on a folding chair and guards an impound lot. Except for you get $321,000 a year.
Ugh.
Saying nothing. Let's listen to what Douchetard said.
The protocols include a mandatory mask requirement in the stadium for everyone 2 years of older.
All right, hold on. Two and older. Where's the science, Drew?
By the way, does he have a neck gaiter on? That's his mask? Is he neck gaiter that we know?
I don't know. But Russ,
known the entire pandemic doesn't work?
Listen, if you're serious about this,
yep,
shut down all concessions.
Oh, yeah.
No food.
Yeah.
You're worried about the popcorn being nursed.
Yeah.
No popcorn. No beer.
Yeah.
Just shut down the $7 million they're going to make on concessions. Just shut it down.
Yeah.
You a mask on all times. All times. How's this aging? This is right before the Super Bowl. Go ahead.
Of their vaccination status.
Oh.
Required to wear a face covering in the stadium and the tailgate areas, except while actively eating and drinking. And that
hold
doesn't
on.
Mean by
what do people do when they tailgate?
They eat.
And they drink.
And they drink. They're out, and they're, by the way, way outside in the open air where this thing does not transmit.
Russ is such a worthless sack of shit. Here we go.
Tailgate areas, except while actively eating and drinking. And that doesn't mean buy a bucket of popcorn and eat it for 2 hours. Actively eating and drinking. We are on to you. The staff is on hand to remind people.
All right. We just saw pictures of Gavin Newsom and Barbara Ferrer either drinking a beer or taking a picture with Magic Johnson. Everyone's Garcetti. Their fucking masks were all around their fucking dick. Who cares? What? Here's the old person. Here's the point. This guy's a sack of lying shit.
Yes.
Or he's just some sort of power drunk douchebag.
Or both.
Or both. Don't listen to him. What are we listening to?
He
this
is a power drunk douchebag.
For?
It should be so uncomfortable for him to say that, right? Wouldn't it be?
Well, also,
we're on to you as opposed to find delight in that.
This is several months ago.
It's 6 months ago, right? 7 months ago.
You want 2-year-olds to wear a mask? You want them to wear a mask outside tailgating? You fucking idiots couldn't discern this shit by now?
They still work riot in schools in many places in California.
Ugh.
It's ridiculous. What? Only place on earth.
All right.
Was there some horrible outbreaks in nursery schools around the world for lack of masking?
And then what's this douchebag do next year?
Why is he still have a job? That's what I want to know.
All right. We got to find Vigilante Force or
it's
whatever
ready.
They're called. All right, first I'll tell you about Tommy John. Labor Day. Oh, man, it's for grilling burgers, not steaming your buns and sweaty underwear. You need Tommy John. That's right. When you're that much cooler, you do everything that much better. Breathable, lightweight fabric with 4 times the stretch of competing brands. Dozens of comfort innovations like the hammock pouch or horizontal quick draw fly. Stay up to 7 degrees cooler than cotton in Tommy John's Apollo underwear. Tommy John, I got to tell you, going commando today, Drew. I was in a little bit of a hurry. I was leaving this morning.
And there were no Tommy John's available?
There was no Tommy John. Uh-huh. There was another brand or two that was in there. I looked through the drawer again. I said, fuck it. Uh-huh. Honestly, I just want to. I'm not going without underwear.
Believe it.
Tommy John, they don't have customers. They have fanatics. Over 17 million pairs sold. It is Tommy John, right, Gary?
Shop Tommy John's Labor Day sale now through September 6th at TommyJohn.com/ADS and save 25% off site wide. Get 25% off site wide right now at TommyJohn.com/ADS. See site for details.
All right.
You're going to take me back in the 70s now.
1976.
More uncomfortable than
Chris
I already
Christopherson, Jan Michael Vincent. I watched this entire movie in Monterey. The entire movie.
Why? You're studying it like
yes,
an anthropologist?
I want to know what was going on in 1976. This is it. This is what we had. By the way, this is not low budget. This is not, you know, deep cut, only available in video stores. This would show
release.
Up in the movie theater.
Yeah, major release.
Chris Christopherson and Jan Michael Vincent were stars.
Huge stars.
Here
man.
We go.
Oh, God.
It was a typical American town until they found they were sitting on $500 million worth of oil. They called it God's country until all hell broke loose.
Every bar fight.
Then it was time for Vigilante Force.
Oh, my God.
Chris Christopherson, star of Academy Award-winning Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore. Jan Michael Vincent, dynamic young star of White Line Fever and Buster and Billy, come together in Vigilante Force.
The last time I tried to go back home, they gave me a parade. In one end of town and out the other.
Chris Christopherson is Alan, twisted by a war he could never win.
What war?
My war.
But one he could never stop fighting. Jan Michael Vincent is Ben, who finally took the law into his own hands.
All right, give him hell.
I have no idea what this movie's about, and I'm watching.
Is it a comedy?
People hired me
a parody?
To carry your garbage. Nobody was there telling me how to do the job. Nobody wanted to know.
Like a pack of mad dogs, they were unleashed to clean up the town. Instead, they cleaned it out.
On all the money you're holding in a pile. I'm
tired of you shoving us around!
You know why you ain't been killed, don't you? Because we're brothers.
They fought over the same girl. And now the time had come to settle the score.
What the
We're
hell?
Coming after you.
I don't remember them fighting over the same girl.
Victoria Principal, sensuous young star of Earthquake, is Linda, who trusted a man once too often.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to kill you.
Broadway's Bernadette
Peters.
Oh, my
God, look at Bernadette
Peters. Dazzles as Little D, who loved not wisely, but very well indeed.
No way.
God, they all must be so embarrassed.
Let's hope so.
I was going to do something terrible to all of you.
She was incredibly miscast. I don't know what she was doing in this movie.
Grenade! Here's a paycheck.
Jan Michael Vincent.
Hopefully.
Fighting it out in Vigilante Force.
Gene Corman.
So all you would do is show things blow up.
Yeah.
And then show cars crash. And then show cars speed on dirt roads.
It looks like
and then show guys like firing guns.
It looks like a parody of a 70s TV show. It kind of looks like, what's the
A-Team or something?
A-Team or the
Dukes of Hazzard
or something like that.
That's all.
But I mean,
this is all the 70s was. This is our movie. Like when he was like Jan Michael Vincent from White Line Fever. That's all White Line Fever was. He was a trucker who's disgruntled. And he was going to drive his truck. Like, all they needed was one stunt, right? One medium-sized stunt. Do you know what I'm saying? He drives his semi-truck. You can find White Line Fever. He drives the semi-truck through the sign of the building, you know, with the Truckers Academy or something. It's out for they had, like, three storylines. That was it. This is a town cut off from rest of the world. You know, there's like no federal marshals or anything like showing up going, what the fuck is going on? This town is in California.
But it makes Sid and Marty Krofft look tenable.
Yes.
It's like you could imagine somebody watching that if they were watching this. It all looks so weird and unrealistic. Like the voice of the voiceover.
And by the way.
How did you watch all of it?
Acting. The requirements for acting were completely – there's zero. You had to remember what to say. That's the only acting is you had to
– How about the directing? I mean, did you see that game with the bazooka? The bazooka was aiming up towards the sky. It was like he barely handled it.
You want to see White Line Fever?
Yeah, I do. This is terrible.
Carol Joe is back.
Oh, no.
Jerry waited 2 long years. Now it's time to make a life for themselves.
These are the trailers they play in the theater.
Yeah. Drives the trucks, happy.
So far, so good.
He's an honest trucker who won't make deals.
I mean, I don't haul that stuff. I don't drive, huh?
That's right. Just keep your mouth shut and do as you're told.
What's his name? Slim Pickens?
Yeah. Right, dirt. Cutting off. Semi-truck.
Gunfire for both of them.
I'm pregnant, Carol Joe.
Carol Joe.
And I've been thinking I wish I weren't.
Oh, by the way, pause it for a second. The other thing you learn, the number one thing you learn in all these movies, the lighting was insane. Movies are so lit now.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no lighting.
Yeah,
there's just shadows everywhere.
See the shadow? Wait. Move the collar thing if you can. Please, because see the shadow on the wall behind him? It's crazy.
No, it's just bad. Everything's just bad.
How about the hat rack? The hat rack's got a big shadow cast. It's crazy.
Everything's bad.
Oh, my God.
My name's Carol Joe Hummer. I come to get work.
Shotguns. Had to shoot shotguns.
Yeah.
Things blew up.
And next time, you just might not be so lucky.
Get!
But he won't
get.
Get up!
No matter what.
Get. Oh, that little forklift line.
Everything was about crashing into boxes.
Yes.
I guarantee it's going into boxes here. Big box.
Freight box.
Off a cliff, boy. He's only going to get you dead, man.
I saw this in the theaters.
You did?
Yeah. No. Fist fight.
What did you think at the time?
Oh, he went to boxes.
You're under arrest for the murder of Dwayne Howard.
What did you think at the time?
Air conditioning.
Yeah.
2 hours of air conditioning.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a working man who's had enough.
And popcorn.
You know who this is. Call him and tell him I'm coming.
There's a lot of working guys had enough stuff too. But taking on the man.
Yeah.
The local sheriff. Bought and paid for.
Ride with Carol Joe on a trip
he goes.
You'll never forget.
He had to smash stuff. Here it is. That's all you needed. Right there. He did jump that free frame. They jumped a semi-truck through a big sign. And that's it. You watch that, you go, I'm fucking watching it. I don't care how it is. I don't care how bad the movie is. If this shit happens, if I get to see that guy jump that thing through that thing, I'm watching.
Yeah.
All right, do your spot there.
All right. Friends of Blinds galore. Huge Labor Day sale. It starts this week. 50% off blinds, shades, shutters, drapes, everything. You worked hard this summer. Reward yourself by upgrading your home with the best custom window coverings available from blindsgalore.com. We're doing it. Nothing gets made until you order it. If you have questions, they've got a design team, an expert team. They will help you every step of the way, whether it's online, over the phone. You can even book an online one-on-one meeting with their virtual designer. You can do it all from home. You just take the measurements, customize it online so you see exactly what it's going to look like. And they've been doing this for over 20 years. It's family-owned, family-run. They want you to be happy, and they're really literally not done until you're done. You can go back and around as many times as you want to get exactly what you want in place. It is blindsgalore.com, right, Gary?
You work hard enough. Blinds Galore makes it easy to get the custom blinds and shades you've always wanted in your home. Check out blindsgalore.com during their big Labor Day sale for up to 50% off before it ends September 7th. Don't forget to let everyone at blindsgalore.com know that we at the Adam and Dr. Drew Show sent you. That's blindsgalore.com.
All right, quick break. Back right after this. So, Drew, remember I told you everything in I Love Lucy and all this is all vaudevillian shit?
Yes.
This is all template shit.
But it's template. It feels like it was created from television somehow.
I don't
know. Like, it all looks like bad TV to
me. Guy comes home from the war.
That's
number one fucked out premise. He's a good guy, doesn't want any trouble, hardworking guy. Then he goes in and drives a truck because he's got a family and he's a good dude.
Yeah.
And then they find corruption, but he's not going along with the corruption.
Yeah.
So he there's a target on his back. Mm. But what they don't know is he's a veteran and he can handle himself. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then it just... The cops are on the take.
Yeah.
It was just one big car chase with a smash and a bar fight and something blows up and then someone pumps a shotgun.
It was like
someone had an algorithm that was like, we need three shotgun pumps. We need guy thrown through window.
Yeah.
We need truck dueling on the road. We need some sort of burnout in dirt. Some sort of light it up in the dirt, fishtail. We need some sort of love scene where she like puts her hand on your shoulder in the kitchen and goes like, "I believe in you."
Yes.
We need this. These are Legos.
Yes.
This is different colored Legos. We'll just stack them together.
But think about this. They weren't the audience they were aiming for was not Carl Sagan. You know what I mean? They wanted you and me. We were the target audience. The young male adolescent. Why? I don't remember liking shit like this. We must
have. No, you didn't like it. You got air conditioning.
Yeah, I remember that.
You got a room with a giant chandelier.
Yep.
Ornate.
Yep.
You got to sit
and
there.
And popcorn.
And that's it.
And you got to look at things. Yeah. We're like primates, like shiny objects.
Okay, yeah, we should have just filmed an aquarium. And we're all just like cats staring at an aquarium.
It's true.
That's all it was.
That's what they're going for us, right?
Hmm?
They wanted us. They might have wanted 20-year-old males too, but they wanted the 14 to 24. I'm sure that's what they were going for. They didn't. Females wouldn't fall for this. Back to me saying female brain is better.
You're right. They would just make movies about nothing. Just nothing. But it had to be punctuated
with the algorithm,
with a big stunt.
Yeah.
You had to pump the shotgun and shoot the oil tower and have it blow up, and then they'd freeze it there.
Yep.
You had to jump the semi truck through the sign and freeze it, because that thing, that one act, that one act was 7 seconds of the movie, but would get you in that one freeze frame of the truck jumping.
These trailers remind me of the thing with two heads.
Oh my God!
Oh, this is how bad we made it in the '70s. People, we've visited it before. People must know the thing with two heads by now.
Gary's seen it.
Gary, you know the thing. Yeah, Emmy, you know the thing with two heads. Okay,
I can't. Now I have to hear it. I'm going to take a call. But the thing with two heads, I should get full credit for all this stuff because I found all this stuff.
Yes.
The thing about the thing with two heads is it's insane.
But it had that same quality of all this.
But you have to listen to the VO.
I know.
That's the best part.
What did they call Rosie?
They had something at the beginning where As a guy, as a wordsmith, as a celebrated author,
yes, yes.
There's one line at the beginning where it's like, one guy hated the other guy,
yeah.
And the other guy hated the other guy, kind of, or something like somewhat, or yeah. Something ended up some weird thing, and it was like, why did you add that?
Oh.
All right, let's watch it. I'll find you my. All right, cop. By the way, cop cars had to crash into gullies.
Yeah.
That was another
thing. Fly off the road into the gully, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, here we go.
There it is.
It seemed like a good idea at the time. The white bigot was dying, and the black soul brother needed time to prove his innocence.
More power to you, brother.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I want to transplant my head on a healthy body.
I think I'd like to donate my body to science after all.
So they transplanted the white head onto the black body. Who would have suspected that neither would care for the idea too much?
Too much.
All right, stop it. Just from purely, just as a writer.
Too much.
Who, and they used the word care.
Yeah.
Who would have known that the other would care too much? Like, they both hated it and violence, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Because that's the premise of your movie.
Yeah.
Let me hear that one more. They used the word care for the idea too much.
After all.
Hold on. So that's like somebody said, I like an egg bagel. And you go, well, I got the salt bagel. And you went, I don't care for that
too much.
But
too much.
Okay. Pass the Velveeta.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Philadelphia.
As opposed to we're talking about somebody's head being next to
another. Who would know that neither one of them would care for the idea too much? By the way, and also, just say care for the idea.
Yeah.
If you want to do it. Just stop yourself. Here we go.
Planted the white head onto the black body. Who would have suspected that neither would care for the idea too much?
The VO guys
are
comfortable. What
are you guys doing to me? Shut up. Where's the rest of you? We are joined together temporarily.
Where's the rest of you?
Williams, stop this car immediately.
Why don't you shut up?
Hey, that's telling him, man.
I should have known your kind stick together.
Will you please stop this infernal machine? Or just shut up. Help!
Shut up. You, Doctor?
So far, so good.
Then how about you take an old happy face off of here?
Are you shooting at us?
Oh, we have fire hydrants.
Fire hydrants.
This caused a real dirt.
Could I have a cigarette?
Oh, sure, honey.
Hey, man, are we smoking while I'm eating?
A lot of mud back in the day, too. But, all right, we got
enough.
It.
Enough. I can't.
Oh, cop cars into the gully,
yep.
Into the water.
Yep.
The bridge, too, and like a jump. More cop cars. Cop cars had to go in the gully.
All the time.
They all went in the gully.
I'm betting it's another one.
That's all gully.
I'm betting because there was probably some actually sort of like licensing or something to be able to crash a car out in the highlands here.
Yeah.
They probably could only do it in certain locations, and that's why they did it.
Who would have known that the other wouldn't have liked the idea?
Too much.
Too much.
It sounded like the VO guy was uncomfortable even reading that. Ugh.
Too much.
I can't stand it.
Zach?
How did we survive that?
33, New York.
Hi, guy.
Hi, guy.
Hi, guy.
Hey, Adam, Drew, huge admirer of the show. You guys get me through a lot, especially the traveling and... You know, with my job, and I really appreciate talking,
at
least listening to you guys, and talking about your show with other people, getting word about.
Thank you. What kind of work do you do?
I am I work for a big military defense contractor in the naval field. I'm in charge of field service for them on their propulsion system.
That's kind of interesting.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you got, Zach?
Adam.
Hmm.
Your daughter recently acquired a Mercedes-Benz, from what I understand. Is that correct?
Yes. I'm driving it now, currently.
Where can we dust off the piano tuning sign to put on that Mercedes-Benz?
You know, you're right. It's doesn't need to be dusted off. It's stuck to a refrigerator in my garage, and I see it every time I walk past it into the house. So it's right there for the pickings. I don't know if I got into that too much with you, Drew.
We did a little bit, I remember.
I was walking through my neighborhood, and I saw a piano tuner parked out front of someone's house. And I thought, whoever's in that house is a winner. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah, yeah.
You have a Steinway. Mm-hmm. You obviously play it on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. Maybe your son or daughter plays as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's, that family's got their shit together. So I had one commandeered, and I put it on the side of Olga's car because I wanted people to think there was something going on inside that house that wasn't. Obviously.
You didn't make your kids do music lessons?
It couldn't.
You didn't do that, huh?
I had a lot of ideas in terms of like diet and things of that nature.
I guess you figured if you couldn't get the eggs in the morning, you couldn't get the piano.
Kids, it wasn't going to happen. Mm. And then at a certain point, you have to decide like how many arguments to make.
Which
to
battles.
Be fair, I didn't push hard for many things, but I had certain thoughts about discipline and certain thoughts about diet and certain thoughts about nutrition and things of
I hadn't
that
thought
nature.
About this really. We did a lot of that piano and sport. We did a lot of it.
Yeah.
A lot of that stuff. Ended up with
and
a
your
real.
Your kids are a hot mess.
But ended up with a pianist.
Yeah. No, Sonny's been talking to me about playing the bass guitar and stuff like that. Like, I'm all
Get
for it.
Get it going quick.
But you also have to realize. My experience is I didn't get any of it, I just sort of did what I was able to gravitate to what I wanted to do. You know, I wasn't people going, learn this language or learn this instrument. I was going, I want to build stuff and make stuff and put stuff together and tell jokes. Like, I was able to sort of drift toward what I wanted ultimately drifted toward because I wasn't being corralled and sort of pushed back.
It's true.
Another direction. Yep. So there's an element of that.
I mean, the violin was not for you?
No, my grandfather played a little bit.
No kidding.
Thanks, Zach. I'll get that. That sign's it's going on the Mercedes.
What's going on?
Get in the game. Get in the game, Adam.
I want, you know, it says, it says piano tuner to the stars. So, I mean, it's weighty stuff.
Did you have the whole thing made? The whole
decal? I had the whole fucking thing made.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like a pre-made one. You just stuck. You had this decal.
It's a magnetic sign. You can probably take a little symbol of a note and write whatever you want. And, I don't know, 3 weeks later it shows up, you know.
God.
All right. Gary will find a picture of it somewhere.
There it is.
Yeah. Professional piano tuning.
For, what does it say on it?
For the Hollywood star. I forgot it was for the Hollywood stars. Yeah, for the Hollywood stars, Drew.
What is that at the end of the stars? Is that a
we got a Yelp review?
The quotation marks.
There's no quotation at the beginning of the statement.
Sure there is, right?
Oh, Hollywood stars. There it is. Okay, got it.
For
got
the Hollywood it. Stars, Hollywood we got stars, some Yelp yes. reviews, and that phone number is our phone number.
Oh, my God, that's hysterical.
Had a few people talk to me about piano tuning in parking lots and stuff, and I was like, "What?" Piano tuning. What do you rate? It's like, oh, it's too expensive. I'm like, do you work on uprights and stuff? And I'm like, then I don't work. Sometimes.
It's my wife's car.
This is him putting it on Olga's car.
Oh, that's Matt. Wait, who's putting it? Is that me?
I think it's you.
Oh, it's me. It's me putting it on Olga's car.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah. All right. For the Hollywood stars. Yes. I forgot we had to delineate. These were
Not
Hollywood.
Not just any stars. The Hollywood
these
stars.
These are the Hollywood stars.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
All right. Let me tell you about concrete.
Yelp reviews.
This. Your body makes about half the creatine it needs. The other half comes from your diet. But most American diets are low in creatine-rich foods. Concrete, patented creatine, HCL is the favorite creatine of elite. Well-informed athletes, the number one bioavailable creatine and the only microdosing creatine. Just one small scoop per 100 pounds of body weight. So two small scoops if you weigh as much as I do. Mix them up, the frother. You feel the immediate energy. You really feel it with your first few swigs.
Yep.
And I don't know how many servings are in those containers, but you get a lot out of those medium-sized containers. Creatine is required for functional energy in every cell. Your brain uses about 20% of the creatine in your body. So take care of yourself with Concrete. Right, Gary?
Take control of your health, both body and mind. Build a better you with Concrete. Register now at con-crete.com/podcast. That's con-crete.com. Sorry, that's con-crete.com/podcast for a chance to win a $500 Walmart Visa gift card. Available now online and in stores at Walmart. Concrete is truly life-changing and performance-enhancing. I want to throw this back up for just a second because I like that you appropriated the Steinway and Yamaha logos in the lower left. And on the right, it says you were voted best piano tuner on Yelp 2 years in a row.
Is that the little tiny print there? Is that what it says?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the Yamaha thing. Oh, my gosh.
Steinway and Yamaha. Burzendorf or whatever.
Did you go online and have to design this? That
I
happened,
told or? Matt, make it. You know, maybe I coached him a little bit.
Oh, God, that's funny.
Make it look good. Put on the side of the car. Right. It's got to go on the side of Olga's car again.
Where You're has right. it been?
So no, he wanted it on Natalia's car.
I know, but she fights.
Mm. You don't fight. Choose your battles wisely.
Yeah. But Olga won't fight. Put it on there. She'll look like a winner.
Yeah, so will you.
The whole point. Status, people. Status. So I wear the ascot. Go to amcroll.com for all the information, all the live shows. What do you got, Drew?
DrDrew.com. It's all there. And DrDrew.tv for the streaming shows. Don't forget that new one with the crowd that's been silenced. We just interview them all.
And Everything Reminds Me of Something, the new book. Enjoy that. Until next time, Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
Saddle up and get ready for Westerns Weeks on Pluto TV, all for free. We're coming in blazing with favorites like True Grit and Once Upon a Time in Mexico. Or immerse yourself in binge-worthy series like Yellowstone and Walker, Texas Ranger. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of channels with thousands more movies, TV shows, and more. The best part? It's free. No credit card, no sign-up, no fees. Download the Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.